Mexico is on the air. Ring of the New York Hippodrome, Texaco service stations and dealers from coast to coast present for your enjoyment Jumbo, the most spectacular theatrical production of a generation. Bigger than a show, better than a circus. Along the nation's highways, these same Texaco dealers serve you Texaco Fire Chief gasoline, the gasoline that meets United States government specifications for fire engines, ambulances, and other emergency vehicles. Use Fire Chief in your car for better winter driving. An actual audience of 4,500 people is gathered tonight for another exciting, hilarious Jumbo Fire Chief show. The cast stars Jimmy Durante as Brainy Bowers, with Donald Novus, Gloria Grafton, Arthur Sinclair, APK, and others. The United States Marshal has temporarily postponed the auction of the circus. In the meantime, business has been picking up. It's a new circus since Brainy Bowers, the press agent, introduced girls and music into the Tan Bark Ring.
I feel that you and I are getting old.
Getting old? Include me out of that, Jellicoe. Why, I'm the original Don Juan. Last week when I arrived in New York, the railroad was crowded with beautiful women. They all came down to the train to greet me, peering and throwing kisses.
Beautiful women came down to greet you?
If you don't believe it, ask Clark Gable. He was on the train, too. Don't you know that I could marry the most beautiful women in the world? Why, only last year I proposed to Peggy Joyce.
Oh, why didn't you marry her?
Well, Peggy Joyce ain't the marrying kind.
Yes, so what do you owe your success as a lady killer, Mr. Bowers?
Well, I don't want to talk. I owe my success to this little book I bought, Jellicoe. This book is entitled 10 Easy Lessons on How to Win a Sweetheart for 25 cents. 2 for 35. It said that love is electricity.
Well, I don't see any connection between electricity and love.
Of course there's a connection. Do you know I got a broken heart from an electric bulb?
How could you get a broken heart from an electric bulb?
Well, I turned it on, and I found my girl kissing another fella.
Hey, Mr. Bowers, if you are such an authority on love, you ought to talk to young Matt Mulligan. You know, he's in love with Mickey, but she's very bashful. She's as quiet as a clam, and she never kisses him.
I see. A sort of a little neck clam. One lesson for me, and Matt will marry Mickey before the hour is up. Say, Matt.
Hello, Brainy.
Why do you look so downcast?
Well, you know, I can't get Mickey to warm up to me.
It's the force of the technique. If you was a Romeo like me, you'd take Mickey out on a balcony at night.
In the moonlight?
No, in the dark. It's more romantic if it's dark. You sit there in the dark and you read to her.
What kind of reading can you do in the dark?
Lip reading. Now to first time you give her the bird kiss.
The bird kiss?
Yeah, just a little peck. The next time you give her the library kiss.
The library kiss?
Sure, it speaks volumes. And the third time you're ready for the fish kiss.
What do you mean, the fish kiss?
You never come up for air.
Well, thanks for the suggestion, Brainy. Here comes Mickey now.
Then I'll leave you on your own, Matt. Good luck and au revoir. But au revoir don't mean goodbye. Goodbye don't mean au revoir. Au revoir, goodbye, goodbye, au revoir. Au revoir don't mean goodbye.
Yes, Mickey.
Isn't it almost time for us to go on and do our bareback act?
No, we've got time. Gee, you look beautiful tonight, my little Pookie. I'd give anything in the world for one kiss from you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Matt. I'm afraid there can never be anything between us.
Oh, but why?
You know why, Matt. Your father keeps trailing our circus. The Mulligan Show plays wherever we play, taking business away from us. Your father's one aim in life is to ruin my dad.
What has that to do with us? Mickey, I disowned my father, left his circus to join the Considine Show, just so I could be with you.
Well, that may be, Matt, but as long as your father and mine are enemies, I'll never let a mulligan touch me.
Wait a minute. I've got an idea. I'll bet you a quarter I can kiss you without touching you.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Well, if it's ridiculous, why don't you bet?
All right, I'll bet you a quarter. Now, let's see you kiss me without touching.
Okay.
Hey, you touched me. You lose.
I admit it. Here's your quarter. Would you like to try it again?
Oh, so that's the idea. Well, I wouldn't mind.
I'm in the mood for love, simply because you're
morning. is it, Jericho?
The new scenery has just been set up in the arena for the big woodland spectacle.
It's beautiful, Jericho. A woodland scene of the circus. Jericho, let them never put a green light on the tree. Get a moonbeam to fix on the benches. Let all the boys and girls of the circus stroll along together and have the band play a love song. Let them play Lover.
Put on in the circus.
I'm doing a ballet about Mephisto in the lower regions.
A ballet about the devil?
Yeah. The ballet starts with a terrible picture of Hades. It's horrible to look at. 500 girls come out and do a fan dance.
Well, what's so horrible about that?
Well, the fans are so big they cover girls from head to foot. That's the Hades of it. Then you see the girls waving 500 ostrich fans.
But, Brainy, we can't afford it.
Then I'll just have one fan in the middle, and I'll wave all the girls under it.
Tell me, why have you got all those steps leading down into that pit?
Those are the 7 circles, Chief. And in every circle, we have different punishments. And every punishment fits the crime.
How does it work out?
I'll show you. The devil enters. He's dressed in a top coat, white tie and tail, his own tail. Then he starts passing out the punishment. Look over there, Chief.
I see a man tied hand and foot, while a goat keeps butting him in the back.
He's the fellow who's always asking his friends for cigarettes. Now the goat gives him all the butts he wants. I told you, Chief, the punishment fits the crime.
And what's that big boiling kettle over there?
Oh, that's where Mephisto throws in all the politicians and grafters. And keeps pouring a hot brown liquid over them.
Why?
Because they're used to getting all the gravy.
I've got a better idea for a scene, Brainy. If we're going to put girls and music into the circus, let it be the lovely girls that our mothers were. Let it be music that we all love and remember.
What do you mean, Chief?
I'll show you. It's a production of my own with songs that bring back the memories of days gone by. Memories, the sweetest thoughts that soothe the human heart.
Remember the
is it, Mr. Barrows?
Nothing but trouble in the circus. The fire eater can't go on with his act. He burns his tongue with hot coffee. An insomnia, a sword swallower. Went on a diet. The doctor told me he mustn't swallow any more swords.
Well, what did he do?
He cut down a bread knife. And the people want their money back. And one of the men left the cage of the tiger open.
Good heavens.
What happened? Somebody stole the tiger.
You know, things like that wouldn't happen if we weren't short-handed. We need funds, Mr. Bowers.
That's an undeniable fact. We began to feel the pinch 2 weeks ago when I had to kill an ostrich for Thanksgiving. How I wrestled with him. It's lucky I know Jai-Jitsi, but the ostrich would have cooked me.
Well, now that you mention it, Mr. Bowers, 3 days ago, one of the elephants was missing.
Say, Sylvia, the fat lady, gets hungry, too.
Oh. What became of Mr. Kennebec, the rich banker who you said was going to help the circus?
He's in a hospital, Jellicoe. He had an accident.
What sort of an accident?
He threw a cigarette butt down an open manhole and stepped on it. Jellicoe, I've been contemplating a desperate step.
Yes.
I'm willing to marry a rich woman to save the circus. In fact, I'll marry the first woman who comes along. Can you get Gene Hollow to pass his way?
Well, I think marriage might be a good thing for you, Mr. Ballas.
Not for me. Brain eat a lone wolf. That's my moniker. But that's how it is, Jellicoe. Man is made of dust. Along comes a woman who's all wet. She touches him, and his name is Mud.
Well, have you got any woman in mind?
Well, I purchased a matrimonial magazine on credit. And I found my soulmate on page 12. Here's her advertisement. Young lady has a dowry and a lovely house. Wanted, a husband to share house with lady, newly painted and renovated, with a brick front and handsome stoop. Signed, anxious. So I checked the name and found it's the woman in our circus.
Now, is she an attractive young lady?
Jellicoe, she's Mae West Garbo and Joan Crawford. She's all three women rolled into one.
Go on, who is she?
Sylvia, the fat lady.
Well, she's well-to-do.
You know I own a 5% interest in a technical filling station in Albuquerque? That's better than a European title. When Sylvia marries me, I'll take her out my little roadster, and we'll look over my station.
Well, how will you drive her down in that piece of junk? Why, the motor rattles so, it deafens you.
I've remedied that, Jellicoe. I've loosened one of the mud guards, so now you can't hear the motor.
How you hold that car together is a miracle.
It's simple, Jellicoe. I use Fire Chief. It's a magic tonic. It's the fountain of youth for automobiles. It keeps everything young.
I wish I knew how to keep young.
Take a bath in Fire Chief. Quick, Jellicoe, leave me. Sylvia, fat lady, is coming. I see her barging into the tent.
Very well. I wish you luck, Mr. Bowers.
How do you do, Mr. Bowers?
Sylvia, this is the most romantic moment of my life. I never realized what love meant till I read your ad.
I've always liked you, Mr. Bowers, but I don't know what to say. I've been very nervous lately. I'm even afraid of my own shadow.
I don't blame you. It looks like a crowd is following you.
Oh, you say the sweetest things, Mr. Bowers. We could become such good friends. Come on, put your arms around me.
All right. I'll meet you halfway.
You understand, Mr. Bowers, we must first be engaged. If you ask me to marry you right off, I'd make you wait.
You might chop off 100 pounds, but you'll never make my weight.
Why do you take your arm away? Am I leaning too heavily against you?
No, only my arm fell asleep. It sticks all over like pins and needles.
Wait a minute, now I'll rub it.
Be careful, Tiny, you'll break it.
There, is that better now? You mind if I rest my elbow on your knee?
Not at all. Now, here's where Brandy Bowers, the great lover, gets into action. Sylvia, listen to me. Zero molasses. Zero molasses. Zero molasses.
Well, what in heaven's name is that?
I'm whispering sweet nothings in your ear.
Oh, you're so amusing, Mr. Bowers.
Pardon me, Sylvia. Take your elbow off my knee. My leg fell asleep.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Come on, my little will-o'-the-wisp. Sit on my lap.
Very well, if you insist.
Of course.
Oh!
I'm crushed. You smashed the chair, and we've dented the floor.
Well, it's your own fault, Mr. Bowers. You've hurt my feelings terribly, and I don't want you ever to talk to me again.
Sylvia,
was willing to go through with this to save the circus. Sylvia, there's one word from you that would make me the happiest man in the world. Just one word. Sylvia, will you marry me?
No!
That's the word.
Antifreeze in the radiator? Certainly. But it is equally important that every mechanical part be scientifically lubricated. The motor oil in the crankcase of your car must flow freely, even in the coldest weather. The grease in the transmission and rear end must be of a lighter grade for winter use. Each chassis part, point by point, should be protected against friction and wear. Make just one stop at your neighborhood Texaco station now and end the problems and worries that so often attend winter driving. Tell the attendant to put your car in shape for winter driving. Have him flush out the crankcase and refill with winter-grade Texaco motor oil for easier starting. Ask for a complete chassis lubrication job and specify Marfac. Marfac, the scientific Texaco lubricant scientifically applied. It lasts twice as long as ordinary grease. Tomorrow, start to get more from your car, more from every driving dollar you spend. Drive with Texaco and save. Things than that have happened. Be sure to tune in again next Tuesday and find out just how Brainy plans to save the circus. This is Louis A. Witten speaking for the Texas Company. The Jumbo Fire Chief program tonight presented Circus on Parade, Lover, and The Song of the Razorbacks by Richard Rogers and Lawrence Hart, with Charles Henderson singing Razorbacks and Adolph Deutsch, musical director, under the supervision of Billy Rose. Before we say goodnight, remember, whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco.
Japan, W9XPD, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. The time, 20 seconds until 9 o'clock. If you like delicious corn on the cob flavor, order the new 1935-packed cob-cut corn. Not just a kind of corn, but the registered name of a brand, Cob Cut.